Holos Rusinjev, Amerika.
Dobri večer, dame i panove, i vitajte na relaciju Holos Rusinjev, Amerika. Prihodimo k vam kažem nedilju na stanicu Rusin FM, vaše rusinske radio. O pio četvrte toj hodine u Pittsburghu, a pio desi toj hodine u Prijašovi. Ja jem Din Paloka, a dneska je nedilja 10. decembra 2023. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Holos Rusinjev, Amerika. Voice of Russians in America, the Carpatha Russian Society Heritage Program, brought to you each and every Sunday over the internet waves of Russian FM at 3:30 p.m. Eastern, 9:30 p.m. Central European Time, and archived on our media page, c-rsmedia.org. I am your host, Dean Paloka, and today is Sunday, December 10th, 2023. A little later in the program, we're going to have an interview with Alexandra Budnarchuk, who is a Russian-American woman who went to the Studium Carpato Urute Norum in this past summer and was also a student of mine and alumnus of the Slaviani Folk Ensemble. We start off today's broadcast by going to Lemkovina with two polkas, and then to Humene with Folklorny Ensemble Chemlon. Thank you. Even though this broadcast is sponsored by the Carpatha Russin Society, we need your support, ladies and gentlemen, to help keep us right here on Russin FM. This year, we will broadcast three special Christmas programs, the first on Sunday, December 24th, the second on Sunday, December 31st, and the last one on January 7th. If you would like to sponsor one of these broadcasts in full or in part, or would like to make a donation, please get in touch with me, Dean Paloka, at area code 412-877-9351. 412-877-9351. Or you can email me, dean.paloka@gmail.com. dean.paloka@gmail.com. Or you can contribute by going to our webpage, c-rs.org, hover over Donate, and click Russin Heritage Radio Program. c-rs.org, Donate, Russin Heritage Radio Program. Are here with Alexandra Bednarczuk, and Alexandra is an alumnus of the Slovenian Folk Ensemble, many years inside the Russin Ensemble, as well as a former student of mine. Thank you, Alexandra, for coming on today's program.
Thank you so much for having me. It's a pleasure to be here.
This summer, well, last summer, you attended the Studium Carpato Rute Norum in Prešov, Slovakia. Tell us a little bit about
your experiences there. What did you study? I know you guys did excursions. Where did you go? Give us a little insight on the Studium Carpatorutenorum in the words of an American student.
It's hard to know where to start. I was really excited to go and to be able to really have the opportunity to study my heritage for the first time, you know, in a much more formal setting. I have realized how much I've taken with me, like learning things as we learn dances and learn songs in Slaviani. But I was really very excited to go and take the history course and look at the maps that Professor Magoci had prepared in the book that we were from of his that we were working with in class, and come at it with a lens of like maturity and sort of deeper interest. Mm-hmm. So a typical day was like, we started with a 2-hour history lecture in the morning, then had a break for lunch, and then had language class in the afternoon, and then would have like some sort of activity or like special other class sometimes in the evening. And we also had homework.
No, homework.
You know, it's hard to balance a little bit of that because you're trying to get to know people, but then also you want to make sure that you're like, you know, maximizing your time there with your teachers and whatnot. Being back in Prashov for the third time, but like I haven't been there in 18 years, is a lot that's changed and a lot that hasn't changed. It was some of the excursions that we did were to some new places that I hadn't been to before. So like the Stara Lubovna Castle, and then also taking the trip down the Dunajec River, wooden boats,
right?
You know, something, you know, really beautiful and that I had never done before, and a way to like experience the land in a way that you don't get whenever you're looking, you know. I kind of felt like sometimes, you know, schlep from one church to another church. There's a lot more to learn about like our culture and our ancestors that I really appreciated from that. We went, you know, we went back to the museum in Svidnik that we had gone to when we were there with Slaviani. Mm-hmm. You know, I think the thing that can't be undervalued about the Studium is the ability to connect with other Slavists, linguists, you know, people who are interested in our culture from lots of different angles, and just being able to like hang out and talk to them. And for me, you know, as well, you know, because I'm trying to learn the Rusyn language, being able to listen to people speak in Rusyn and be able to like pick up small variations in things. It's the immersive side of it that I feel like I really enjoyed. And for me, in terms of like where I want to go with it, is the thing that I realize I never experienced being in a professional learning environment surrounded by people who share a common interest or sort of a common subject matter. And we can talk about the various ways that we're understanding it, looking at it, studying it. And that was really the thing for me that has been like the biggest takeaway, just to understand where I sit within the diaspora, what else is out there. And, you know, I think in terms of being like a younger Rusyn American woman who's pulling from my culture in lots of different ways, you know, to be with other younger people, young professionals in that field is just like, you know, something, especially being in America, I feel like we just don't get to have access to.
Right.
That was something that I didn't even really think about before I went to the Studium that would be super impactful. It's like, oh, sure, I'll be like in that group. But I think, you know, being in a group of people who I don't have to explain what being Rusyn is.
Absolutely.
Know?
Yes.
You know, it was such a blessing, because when I try to even, you know, if I try to talk to other people here who have like common interests or are available for conversations around minority cultures in the United States or in Europe, I still have to like explain to them who I am. And that takes up so much time.
You were part of Slaviani for many, many years. And I know I always, when I was teaching you and the other members of Slaviani, the correct pronunciations of the Rusyn words, because it's such an important thing to not speak a Slavic language like a Pittsburgher. And you probably remember, you may or may not, I would always tell the boys and girls in Slaviani, please do not sing like a Pittsburgher. And I would go over the pronunciation on why we have the special letters, why we have the sounds the way we do, which makes it more diverse. So hopefully you, when you were learning the language, you already had that basic knowledge of, oh, I remember him saying we have the E, the E, and the U. Whenever you go into that. So hopefully you had that pre-knowledge and had the pronunciation pretty good, hopefully.
the aha moments of sounding something out in Cyrillic and then realizing it's a word that I sung in a song before, and having that frame of reference for different words like huja, and which has just, that's the thing that has for them like memory recall and the sound recall that has like all these words from the songs. I'm like, okay, I got those down, and then taking those and trying to apply those to like new words has been sort of the fun challenge, but really like definitely the singing the songs and having all of those correct pronunciations in my head was very, very helpful.
And of course, you're with Khuja, you're referring to Achiato Khuja.
Yes.
Okay, yeah, that's what I kind of thought. And maybe I'll play Achiato Khuja whenever we're done with the interview here, just so everyone on the radio show can understand what she's talking about.
You know, like there's, you know, I do I remember every song I sing in Slaviani? No, but there are like Achiotohija, Chervena Ruja, Ivanku. Like when I was able to stay in Slovakia for like 3 more weeks afterwards, I went to a Vatra in Ulich, right? So there was a small festival there. That's where I got to see Ruthenia perform. And I, you know, some of my friends from the studio were there, and we're singing, we're standing at the bonfire. And my friend turned to me and asked me, like, what Rusyn songs do you know? And you know, so we're standing by the bonfire, and like, you know, one of the women, like, I really can't speak with because she just speaks Rusyn in Slovak. And so, like, you know, that's very, very limited. My friend spoke some English. But we stood by the fire, the three of us, and we sang through all three of those songs. And it was just like such a beautiful moment of like standing there together, like completely new relationships, and just being able to like be united in song through something that, like, I don't know, it was just one of the most beautiful moments of the whole trip, is to be able to stand there and sing those songs. And it's like, you know, it's that's like those are the moments that really remind me of what culture and heritage can do and be for a group of people, especially, you know, people like ours that is so spread out and, you know, has had to like fight for so long to be in existence. That to stand there in that moment and be able to sing those songs in front of a, you know, in front of a fire at a Vatra was just like, I felt like epitomized what this whole thing was about, you know, because I don't need to like fully know the Rusyn language to stand there and be able to sing in Rusyn and like in harmony. It was just so beautiful.
We will return with Alexandra in just a few minutes, but first we're going to play a couple selections. She mentioned Dominika Novotná, so we have from her Parta Moja Parta and Bova Ja Divočka. And then she mentioned, Alexandra that is, mentioned singing Achia Tohuja around the Vatra, so we have Achia Tohuja as well.
Také moje srdce hnejska rozžalené, jak toto železo v ohňu rozpalené. No tomu železu kovale pomôžuť a momu srdečku, do ktoré nemôžuť. Parta moja, parta, píš vadok barta. Hej, a mi ľuboj vinec, píšav pít kaminec. Partičko pervova, letíš mi zhovovo. Hej, vinku mi zelenaj, što že mi po tobi? Vinku mi zelenaj, z mavoho barvinku. Hej, jak ja ťa trimava, v kašči popit skrinku. Bova ja divočka, už nebudu nikda moja ľuba zvoľa, jakša mi premigva. Hej, moja ľuba zvoľa, jakša mi premigva. Oj, zvoličko, zvoľo, jak ješa mi prejšva, jak je bez kameňom,
do Dunaju tresva. Ej, jaké bez kameňom do Dunaju tresva. Bo kamin z Dunaja nikda ne vplne, ta i moja zvolja, ja kamin zahne. Hej, ta i moja zvolja, ja kamin zahne.
Now, you mentioned Rutinia, the dance group there, and I think, if I'm not mistaken, that you had some time to spend with them to learn some Russian dances or some research there. If so, tell me about it.
So I was not able to spend that much time with them, unfortunately, but I was able to go to their performance at the festival in Ulich and get a chance to meet some of the people from the group. Underlying goal of mine in going over to the studio was to meet with artists and choreographers mm-hmm. and to see, build some relationships with them because I would love to, you know, go back and either present work or work on some collaborative projects. Dominika Novotna, who mm-hmm. is I believe a PhD student at the University of Prešov in the Carpathian Region Institute there, was kind enough to introduce me to some of the people from the ensemble, and then my friend Timotei Fedor, who is also in the program, is an ethnochoreographer and also knew some people in the ensemble. So it was more just like a meeting and getting to know a few people, just sort of like laying some groundwork, hopefully mm-hmm. for future endeavors. During the program, one of the things we did, of course, is to go to the Duknovich Theater and to watch a play. And as I walk in, who do I see? Lukashka Bera from...
Yeah,
you know, and I didn't know he was going to be there. I hadn't reached out to him yet, but mm-hmm. I walked in and we just like made eye contact and just like shared the longest hug. So he introduced me to his friend William Mikula, who's the choreographer for Pulse. Mm-hmm. And so he was like, "Oh, you have to go to the festival that's happening in town. You know, what was it, next weekend or whatever?" Right. So you know, of course, it's the Ukrainian Carpathia Rusyn Festival, which, you know, is a problematic name and brought up lots of points of discussion, especially since it's called the Ukrainian Museum in Svidnik.
Right.
The festival is originally supposed to be there, but for some reason it had been moved to Prešov. Anyway, you know, he had arranged for me to meet up with William, and then I also knew that Maria Mochoskova was going to be there, and I had used one of her songs in my previous evening length work, Rock, Paper, Scissors, which premiered earlier this year. It was very cool because I got to spend the whole day there watching children's ensembles, pre-professional ensembles, and then professional ensembles, all performing groups from various Rusyn areas. So I spent a lot of time, you know, trying to network and see as much as I could, because it was very interesting for me to be able to go to both Festival Vychodna, which is Slovakia focused, and then go to the Carpathia Rusyn Festival in Prešov and be able to look at the different movement vocabularies and aesthetics mm-hmm. To be able to bring, you know, hopefully back into my work and then look at them and see like, what do I see more in Slovak dances that I'm not seeing as much in Rusyn dances in terms of movement vocabulary and structure and whatnot. And mm-hmm. I have to say, I saw the best pinwheel I have ever seen at Festival Vychodna, and they went from like one side of the stage to the other, and I was like just having a blast.
We're running out of time here, but we do want to say that you are a choreographer and a dancer, and tell us about the work that you're doing now in I think it's Minnesota, right?
Yes. I'm in Minnesota now, another Rusyn stronghold community in the
Absolutely.
State. Yeah, you know, I've been making work under my name sort of as a solo choreographer. I was dancing with the company, but I'm no longer doing that. And so, especially after this trip and sort of just, you know, again, understanding where I sit in my diaspora, like I'm not an ethno choreographer. Like I have not been trained to make exclusive folk dances. Mm-hmm. I'm trained as a contemporary choreographer, but there is, you know, for so many years in being in the contemporary space, talking much about my Carpathian Rusyn identity, and just sort of like a Slavic identity, like has not always been very popular or like always well received. And so I have sort of kept it close or sort of veiled for many years. And I've just decided over the last year in terms of making my last show, Rock, Paper, Scissors, where it just sort of naturally felt appropriate to put some of that work into the work, that I'm really no longer interested in keeping that hidden. It's, you know, I think there's so much movement vocabulary to be pulled from and like played with. There are so many songs that I would like to make dances to. I've always wanted, you know, have costumes that like acknowledge and nod towards various traditional costumes. And, you know, that was something as I was over there and explaining my work to my European friends, you know, something that they were very open to and excited about. And so I'm making the transition at this time to go from the name that I've been going under, which is Alexander Bernardczyk Dance Projects, and moving it to DOMA Dance Theater, because, you know, DOMA in the Rusyn language means at home. Mm-hmm. And in thinking about a lot of the work that I've made in the past, you know, there has been a search or an exploration of where home is, whether it's in my body or outside of it or whatnot, or my relationship to it, especially the work, the dance film that I made a few years ago, Heritage Sites. And so, you know, and then also DOMA also nods towards my heritage and, you know, and our relationship with not having, you know, being a stateless people and being displaced and all the things that have happened to us historically. And then also nods towards the space that I make for artists in terms of creating a space in which people from all identities and intersections of identities can be welcome and be able to access the material and add their own stories to it, and also feel like it's a space that's safe. I'm so sort of excited to be in this place where I think I'm also like giving myself permission to be inspired by the things that are inspiring to me. And, you know, something that, again, that I felt like I've kept hidden or veiled in a way is my heritage and is my culture, which completely informs so much about how I view the world and my relationship to, again, home, but also like it's a way of being able to, you know, find empathy and solidarity with other peoples who, you know, have similar histories in their own respective histories and cultures. And so, again, there's just so much that I feel like I want to be doing. And I also think Slavic culture in general, like, is not something that I feel like is seen in the contemporary world in terms of like something that has value and something that has, you know, like legitimacy. I don't understand that. I think there is so much that we have to offer the world from our perspective.
Where can we find you on the internet?
You can find me at alexandrabernardczyk.org. You can find everything there. You can learn more about the work. You can see, you can read about the previous works that I made. You can see photos and trailers. You can connect via that as well. I will be creating a DOMA Instagram, but for right now, DOMA on my website will live under the umbrella of my own website, alexandrabernardczyk.org.
So, ladies and gentlemen, again, that's Alexandra, Alexandra, Bernardczyk, Bernardczyk.org. Alexandra, thank you for taking the time to be on the show. We appreciate your time. And is there any last things you'd like to say before we sign off here?
Just, of course, a huge thank you to you. It's very exciting that we get a chance to chat. And I would just like to, you know, extend an invitation to whoever is listening to reach out and connect. I would love to bring my work to communities across the United States and across the world. I always try to have virtual offerings of my work because I will be releasing a new film soon. So if you would like to connect, I have a mailing list that you can sign up for. There's anyone who would like to, is interested in supporting in any way. I have business sponsorships available, and also I'm always open to always have a personal donation structure available for people to support in that way as well, because my work has been supported through a community of generous donors who have given as they can. And so I wouldn't be able to even entertain this idea of making DOMA a thing to bring to the world without a community there to support it. So I invite you to connect and support, and I hope to meet everybody in person at some time.
Okay, sounds great. Once again, thank you for your time, Alexandra. And again, that is alexandrabodnarchuk.org. Thank you again, Alexandra.
Thank you.
Bóg ťa narodil, to môže znáti, Jezus mu imia, Maria mu mati. Tu na vielu čudia ťa, rožera ho boja ťa, a mo stojí trase ťa, osus mu popase ťa, pastori že kľaču, bo akili baču, tu, že tu, že tu, že tu, že tu. Maria mu mati, prekrasno spívaje, Chorám hezky, jedno pomáhaje, tu dávil čudia ťa, rožená ho boja ťa, a vo stojí trase ťa, osom smutno pase ťa, pastori že kráču, boha kýli báču, tu, že, tu, že, tu, že, tu, že, tu.
That last song you heard was Bo Siarajdaye, getting you into the holiday spirit here on Holos Rusinyo America, Voice of Russians in America, the Carpatha Russian Society Heritage Program. I'd like to thank you for joining me today and invite you to join me again next Sunday at 3:30 p.m. Eastern, 9:30 p.m. Central European Time on your Russian radio station, Russian FM, for another broadcast. If you would like to listen to any of our archives, please go to our webpage, c-rsmedia.org, c-rsmedia.org, or visit our parent site, the Carpatho Russian Society, c-rs.org, c-rs.org, where you can order from our online and offline catalog for Christmas. You can join the society and much more. That is the Carpatho Russian Society, c-rs.org. And don't forget to listen to Russian FM any time of the day or night. Just log on to your computer and go to your favorite browser and type in russin.fm. Russin.fm, or on your smart device, just go to your app store and look for Russin FM. They're playing a lot of kolyada, so if you listen throughout the day, you will hear some magnificent kolyada to get you ready for the holiday season. We finish today's broadcast by going to Medziloborce and the Labirsk Betyare and Dobri Vechir Tobi to get you into the holiday season. We'll see you all next Sunday. Trimajte se, ja krasni tjedan, s Bohom.
Rusinjev Amerika.